station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's March 27th.
And I'm freezing my tits off.
It's hump day and you're freezing your tits off.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is it that cold outside?
It is. I'm freezing. Like, it's
really?
Not that cold out. It's just
wow.
That I got up early, the butt crack of dawn.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this is so weird. So last night was really interesting. Before I went to bed, I said that I wanted to have more vivid dreams that were going to help me somehow.
You told that to yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Shut up. I did. Yes.
No. I'm wondering if you told it to someone else or you were just thinking that.
I just said it out loud. Like,
oh,
I
you
asked
said it
for
out loud.
It. Yeah.
You wanted to manifest it.
I told my
God.
Okay. There you go. Do you want to get more specific?
No, okay, go on. Jeez. Someone's in a mood this morning.
I'm not. My nipples hurt. They're going to cut glass. Like, it hurts so bad. I can't explain to you like how the feeling of how bad they hurt.
Really?
Like, it's horrid. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So, weird dreams. And then I get up at like 3:45 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I let the dog out. And then... Yeah, it was so early.
3:45?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I check my phone, and I look, and I see all these emails of these people that were in my dreams.
What?
It was so weird, and I'm like, that's weird.
Emails
yeah.
in the middle of the night of people you were dreaming about.
Yeah. Like, I knew that they were writing me. It was so strange.
Wow.
Like, it's this whole, it's really strange. Anyway.
It really is.
So that happened. Then I couldn't really get back to sleep. Like, I was, like, kind of up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tossing and turning, whatever. And then I went to the canyon. I, like, left at, like, 7-ish and went hiking and literally drove from Runyon to here. And here's the thing. Like, I don't know if this happens to every girl, but this totally happens to me. So if I run and or walk into a canyon, whatever, I sweat, okay? And sweat, like, is sweating down your boobs. It's sweats everywhere, right?
Right.
But it's cold outside. And then you get in your car and then, you know, you let the sweat stay. It, like, stays in your sports bra. And then, like, your nipples are, like, hard because it's cold out and it's, like, wet, right?
Right.
So then it, like, just stays that way. Like, I have to shower immediately after I go to the gym. Immediately. Or this is what happens.
Wow.
So I didn't have time. So I came straight here and then, you know, I'm sitting here and, like, I'm in so much pain now because I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's, like, this cold, disgusting sweat now dried on my...
Do you want to sit here topless? I mean, I can turn around.
You know?
I don't have to look. You know?
If it were warm in here, I might consider that. Like, this is retarded. I have two jackets on right
now.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
sucks.
I'm freezing. Not to mention I'm drinking
Well, I turned down the air, too. When I came in here, it was really freezing.
Oh.
So, yeah, now it's nice and cool in here, so relax.
So I started a cleanse yesterday. Yeah, okay, I totally cheated already. Like, I cheated
you
this
did?
Morning. I'm drinking a smoothie.
Really? How long were you going to be on this cleanse?
I don't know. I'm just, I'm not good at, I just like things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with, like, being told you can't have this.
Right.
Like, it's the whole,
that
like,
sucks.
Mental thing. Like, I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, I'll wean myself and be able to do it. But, like, it's like, if you can't tell me you can't have it, you can't have it. Well, then I want it more.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right. Is this total cheating? Because I'm not really sure. So, I don't know. So yesterday, I went in and I got the raw juice cleanse, which is cool. And it's kind of like the master cleanse, but it's raw cane juice. So I wasn't sure, like, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it was like juicing. And then I'm like, oh, it's the master cleanse. Okay, the thing that I'm not so good at doing. Shit. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You know, my thing's tomorrow night and, like, whatever. I might as well, like, kickstart it all. So anyway, I drank it all day. And then last night, I'm just freaking starving. By this point, I'm like, I can't handle it. I need something else. I'm going insane. So, I mean, I figured if I went and got cereal, And it's like they're little, you know, yeah. And you soak it in rice milk so they get kind of like soggy. It's not like you're really putting that much substance in your stomach, right?
No. I don't know. It depends.
Well, but that was my thought. It's not like it's solid foods, you know. Right. It's not like I'm going out and like, I'm going to eat a steak, you know,
or
like, I don't know, vegetables. It's like, you know, I made sure they were soggy.
Yeah.
So when I ate it, it just kind of like went down.
Yeah.
Like a soup.
But I mean, you can explain it away. The thing is it's you you have to deal with. So if you eat, then what's the point of this whole cleanse thing?
I don't know. And then I will let you know they give you like, you know, the tea that makes you go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Well, I took the tea at 8 p.m. Supposed to work within like around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
No. How about this morning? I was like, not so sure I can go hiking and
really?
Get everyone there.
You had the ones?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. This is horrid.
Oh God, man.
So,
what is this?
Yeah, I don't know. And then I did good and I had, you know, more of the Master Cleanse stuff. But, you know, I was early and I was hungry and I went across the street and I grabbed a smoothie. Now, it's a smoothie. It's technically juicing.
Right.
The base is apple juice, given a sugar, whatever. Mm. But I'm drinking raw cane juice, which is sugar as well.
Okay.
So it's just mashed up.
Okay. As long as your body understands and gets skinnier.
But do you think that's like pure cheating?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe in the cleansing thing at all because I don't think anybody should go without eating. You know, it's just not normal.
I did it for our
and
fashion
you can't
show.
Maintain it. I know. You women do all kinds of crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand it sometimes, you know, but wow.
Anyway.
So, but you're doing okay now.
Well, we'll see how that lasts for the next couple of days. I mean, our premiere's tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 16 tickets left. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, go to piecesla.com.
I'm dying to go. I just can't, man. I have so much to do this week. It's just amazing. But I want to go.
What?
Man.
You can't go for a 2-hour thing?
No.
Really?
I can't.
Why?
You know we're busy this week.
Oh,
we're moving and stuff, you know? Yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot going on and stuff, so.
That's true. I need the new address, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I know where it is, but I don't know how to tell
them. Well, I'm not going to give it to you on the air.
No.
I don't need that.
I don't need weirdos. We have enough weirdos, like, stopping by and creeping up as it is. I don't need any more. This is why you tweet or you go after you go. Because you don't want the creepos to follow you there.
There you go. You
know?
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you always check in into places and stuff.
I check in as I'm leaving.
Well, as you leave, right. Yeah,
unless I'm like, out of state.
So someone can follow you, be a few steps behind.
Yeah. Actually, that makes no sense because a lot of the creepos are not even in the state. So that makes no sense at all why I do that. But usually I do it when I leave.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, I was here, so I remember where I was.
Right.
You know?
I just don't check in at all.
It's kind of fun, though.
Yeah,
not
I
only
guess
that,
it is, yeah.
But I like the perks. Like, if I keep checking in the same place, I'm going to go to the owner and be like, yo, I've checked in here a bunch of times. I promoted for you for my 5,000 friends on Facebook. Now I want something for free.
Right.
It works.
I'm sure it does.
Anyway.
Oh, well. Anyway, we've got a great, great guest in the studio. Well, I hope she'll be great. I don't know her yet.
She is fantastic. I love her to pieces.
She's definitely stunning.
She is.
And she's got an amazing name, Burgundy Phoenix.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. It sounds like a porn name or something.
Oh,
have
my God.
Called that?
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to punch
I'm sure. I figured you probably hear it a lot.
I either get like, oh, my God, that's such a cool name. Are your parents hippies? Or I get like, oh, are you, what kind of an actress are you? Or like, oh, you're a dancer? I'm like, ballet, not stripper.
Well, that's funny. But it's cool because, I mean, it's a nice name that people don't usually give themselves, you know. It's something that you would give yourself, not your parents would give you, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
But that's your real name.
It's my given myself name.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. It's my legally in the process of being changed name, so I never have to deal with the parents what name they gave me.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. So it is like a porn name.
No, it's not a porn name. It's
no,
my
let me ask you this. How,
yes.
How did you pick out the name?
So Burgundy is actually a place in Europe. Like, one day I am going to Burgundy. And it was not my, that wasn't actually going to be my first name. My first name was just going to be M, like E-M, and then it was going to be M Burgundy.
Oh.
And then something had happened. I had gone to this audition, and I literally, to make a long story short, broke my nose. going to an audition. And it was like,
I need to know the full story on that.
Brooke, you
okay,
know,
8 o'clock at night, dark building, phone was in the car. I was like, this maybe isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
But I was so, like, I had gone to like 4 auditions that day, and it was the last one. I'm like, I'm going. It was so late. I was so tired. Well, the lights, like upstairs when I got to the landing there, the lights, you could barely see anything. And I was like, oh, I can get this. I saw a light at the end of the hall. I saw two people running in. What I didn't see was the large, that size of the wall, plate of glass that wasn't marked because it was a building from the 50s. And the lights weren't on to code. Like, it was so much drama. So I literally head first walked face first, like, into a plate
into
of glass.
The glass.
Knocked myself backwards, split my nose, broken in two places.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
So that was right when I was like in the process of choosing my, it was like right when I moved here. Uh-huh. And they were like, wow, you just have one thing after another. Like, it was literally like that week was like one thing, like my car, something with my tire blew out in the fruit. Like, it was, and you know, Carlos actually said to me, he goes, you know, you're like the phoenix. Like, you are like rising from the ashes like daily. And I was like, that's it. I was like, I am writing that down. And I just wrote it out. And my parents were there. And they were like, it totally fits you. I'm like, yeah, that's it. So it's kind of a funny story. But definitely there was no porn.
So, yeah. That's better. You're much classier than that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, so now, what was the problem with the... I mean, you don't have to give it if you don't like it. But your real name, what was the problem with living with that?
I mean, for me, it was so... It reminded me... Okay, I grew up in a household with three brothers. I'm the only girl.
Uh-huh.
And I was always in trouble because I'm such a rebel. And I'm like Rosetta was saying earlier, when somebody says I can't have something, I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watch me. You know? So I grew up in the house with my brothers, and they were constantly teasing me. So it was always like the hearing the name of that. Uh-huh. And then it was whenever I pissed off my mom, which was like... 500 times a day.
Yeah.
It was like she would screech at the top of her lungs like my first name. And so I grew up with this stigma of like hating to hear my name because I was always in trouble.
Yeah.
Like no matter what, like school, you name it. Like I was I was definitely a rebellious kid.
Right.
So I was like, I need to get rid of that. I've hated it since I was a kid. I mean, I told my mom when I was like 11, I'm like, why did you name me that?
Wow.
And she's like, it was a very beautiful name when I chose it. I was like, I hate it. I'm changing it. She's like, so she refuses. Like, she'll say, oh, this is, yeah, I'm Burgundy's mom when she's here in LA, but when we're there in Arizona, she's like,
yeah, she's like, no, I'm Betty's mom.
With no drugs. I'm like, okay, lady, you win. Call me whatever you want.
Birthed you with no drugs.
She did. Four of us. She's crazy. Love you, mom. She's strong.
But then you changed the last name too, right?
I did.
So what did the parents think of that?
So my maiden, well, not maiden, but my last name was Trejo, which was so
Hispanic.
Hi, Hispanic, Latin, stereotypical woman. And hey, I'm proud of my heritage. That's very far back in the day, like back.
Right.
But my parents are from Arizona. My grandparents are from Arizona. My great grandparents are from Arizona. Like, I'm an Arizona resident American. So what was happening is when I first was starting to audition here, it was like they'd see a last name or they'd see, or I'd show up and they'd be like, oh, what's your last name? Because you don't really look Latin. I mean, I can if I try, but that's not typically what I get cast for. So I was getting typecast by this manager I had and this agent I had that was like, you know, we really want to submit you for Latin roles.
Wow.
They would go on like
just based on your name, huh?
Just based on my name.
Wow.
And they're like, we can really corner the market. And I'm like, I show up and then they're like, wait, what are you? Wait, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, no.
It's funny because I totally relate, which is why I changed my hair color from, I can't be dark hair, but I'm dark hair. I look so ethnic.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, so ethnic.
Yeah.
And they start speaking to me, and I've heard it all. I've heard, and I'm sure you do too. It's like, they first think I'm Spanish, because Italian, there's no Italians here, so they don't even think that. They're thinking Spanish. Then it's Russian, and people are speaking to me in Russian. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying at all. Then they're like, oh, you're Jewish. No, I'm absolutely not Jewish. It's like they just go through the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I get, like, Persian.
Persian, yeah.
Farsi, people come and talk to me in Farsi, and I'm like, I have. Okay,
no,
now, given, I'm from Arizona.
Right.
Okay. I had never met an Armenian in my life. I met a Persian because I belly danced with her. I belly danced for a long time. So I met some, like, ethnic girls, but, like, there was, like, Mexicans, white people, black people, and then like, oh, the little belly dance. Like, from what I understood, like, I'm not trying to be, I'm totally ignorant is what I'm saying, people. Not that I'm like the law of what type of racial backgrounds there were and place I'm from. But yeah.
It's no.
So I came here and I was like, wait, what are they speaking? It was like, and then the Hasidic Jews, I was like, oh my God. Look at that. There's people dressed. They had curls. Not pretty. People were like, roll the window up and shut your mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
It's funny.
It's so cool.
Because I used to be like, oh my God, they're dressed up for Halloween.
Like, oh,
it's Halloween every day.
I had a friend of mine who's from North Carolina, and she goes, I remember coming here and thinking like, oh my gosh, like, I have never seen like,
it's the Amish.
Right.
I actually thought they were Amish.
That's what I thought too. And I was bad. Yeah, I was wrong. Didn't know better. Sad to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, it turned out to be a great name. I mean, I really like it. You know. So you're in entertainment, right? I mean, it helps you to have a good name and everything. What do you do? You act? You mentioned something about that.
I act. I've danced ballet since I was about 3.
Really?
Yeah. So I dance professionally.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, God. Dancing is like something I can never give up.
Really?
Yeah. If I could have, you know, with dance and ballet and everything, it's like your prime is like 24 at most. And then if you don't do professional by like 19, you don't really
go.
You'll, you won't.
Wow. So you can do professional dancing in other forms, you know, but for me, I really wanted to, like, I was like, I'm going to be a prima ballerina. And no, not
no, not for you.
Yeah. So I've danced and then. I'm a trained singer. My parents, thankfully, I never understood church choir. And then I was like, thank God. Church choir. Because it was like vocal lessons my entire life without realizing it.
Yeah.
So, and then I came here to LA to pursue acting. But I've done it pretty much my whole life. But I didn't realize that I didn't know what the hell I was doing until I moved to LA.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like, what's your technique? And I was like, the acting one. What do you mean? They're like, what do you know about Meisner? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. So I had a lot to learn when I came here.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
like dedicated myself to going, and I still have so much.
So you moved based on a dream, but you didn't really have a solid plan or anything.
I came with my clothes, my car, and my shoes, $500 to my name. I sold everything, got out of a relationship I was in for 8 years, and peaced out.
Wow.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like even my family was like, okay, you're pretty crazy, but what are you doing? And I was like, I gotta go.
Wow.
I have
gotta
to go.
Gotta change environment a little bit.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you get stuck in the rut, you know, and you can't get out. You know, you just get comfortable in it, and then one day you stop and you go, why am I living like this?
Right.
You know.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It was like one day, and I was working a normal job, and I got the company shut down, and my boss called me in his office at the time, and he's like, can I tell you something that I hope you take with you and not get offended by? And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
You say anything about my ass or my boobs, like, I'm going to hit you. But he was like, no, that's not what I mean. He's like, this is what I mean. He's like, get out of this town while you can. He's like, I'm a musician. I have 3 kids. Just go while you're young and you're beautiful. And I was like, who are you right now? He's like, I'm telling you, this is a sign. This company shut down so you could get the hell out of here. So really, once he said that to me, something clicked. Yeah. And I was like, okay, he's right.
I'm gone.
And I left not even 3 months later.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
A little over 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
And you're happy here?
Oh, God, I love it here.
Awesome.
I mean, there's some things that I'm like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Like, let me say, like, it's not just the females. It's the men, too. I'm like...
Yeah,
have some self-respect. Have some morals. Like, I'm not judging you. You want to go and live your life. But, like, I don't know. It was very difficult for me because I thought, like, oh, Tucson, Arizona is a really big city. There's no freeway that runs through Tucson. So when I came here, I was like, oh, I'm going to die. It was not a good experience for me moving and, like, having a freeway system. Let alone, like, moving and having people feeling like I was back in high school all over again. That was, like...
exactly what it is.
Oh my God. And then I started like, oh, well, maybe if I do this, she'll like me. And I'm like, wait. I grew out of that a long time ago.
Exactly.
So then I like found myself again and was like, knock, move.
Right.
I had to, you know, I had to find the little inner bitch in me, but I'm proud of that.
So what is the problem with men you were referring to a moment ago?
I think a lot of it's just the idea that they think that women here are, they're put on this earth for them.
That is a perfect analogy.
Really?
You're right.
It's just, and it's not all men. I'm not out here saying all
the
men and all women.
The majority of them in LA.
But the ones that I have met, it's like, oh, what do you do? You're an actress. Oh, really? I'm a producer. I have all these things coming out. Like, so what's your number? You want to go back to my place?
Wow.
I'm like, within 5 minutes, there's an introduction and an offer to go back to his room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am not that girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need your money. I don't need anything of yours. I will make it on my own. But right. people don't. I think a lot of females here come here, and I knew a lot of people that are like, I'm comfortable with a guy taking care of me. I'm like, good for you. That's awesome for you. But
yeah,
that's true. But I'm sure many of them come just for that, you know?
Yeah.
And
There's a lot of that here.
And men too. They want to come and have a older woman take care of them.
Yeah. No, it works both ways. For sure. I actually know a guy that did that.
Yeah. I know. How unmanly it is for an older woman to take care of you while you do nothing, you know? I mean, what is this?
Or you do other things that's not
Yeah. I just can't, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I'd feel controlled, and I don't want to be ever controlled.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That goes with friendships, too, though. I mean, I realized moving out here, it was like, I mean, people are, like, competitive. Oh, and I'm a competitive girl. I just won a hula hooping contest in North Hollywood last weekend.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It was kind of started as a joke, and then, So, but I'm competitive, but I'm not, like, cutthroat, like, I will stomp on your face with my heel type. Like, I will if you make me, but, like, that's not traditionally, like, who I am.
Right.
But there's, like, I remember just going to the first couple of auditions and feeling like I was going to be murdered.
Really?
By these women with their looks.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And then it's funny because you're in there and you look like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like they when they call to action of like whatever it is, it's like, oh, this is me times 20.
Right. Exactly.
In this hour, the next hour would be another 20.
Right.
You know? And it's like.
And they're all giving looks, and I'm like, hi. I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, hi. I'm very mean. And they're like.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intimidating, huh? When you go on auditions and things like that.
I mean, for me, not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. It still gets a little intimidating depending upon if they are like, oh, we changed your entire dialogue and this is the whole thing. And you have 10 minutes to look at it and you're like, I'm going to be off book. And you start like, I think it's more like that I give myself pressure.
Yeah.
But not really anymore when I go walk around. Now I sit down and I know the girls that are just now coming to Hollywood or her just now. And I'm like, do you want to sit here? I'm like trying, I'm like the mother hen trying to be like, I understand. And don't worry, these girls were all rude to me too. Don't even worry, you're better than that. And they're like, this girl's weird.
Yeah.
Why is she being nice to me? What does she want?
That's exactly what it is. Why is she being like? If you're nice to someone, they automatically think, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
That's true. Yeah.
Although you know what? I've thought that too.
Me too.
Yeah. It's just this town, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what. Because people become suspicious of other people, you know, of their motives and stuff.
Because, I mean, it's happened to me, like, over and over. I mean, when I first moved here, I was so naive, and I'm still naive in ways. But it's like, I want to see, like, the best in people, and I really do. But I've been screwed over time and time again by people. And it's like, you give a chance again, and nope, it happens again. And it's like, in the very beginning, because of who moved me out here and who I was with, it was like they were using me to be in that group of people of, you know, who I was hanging around and who they, how they could, you know, they thought like if they could be part of the group. They would like, I don't know what they thought. They could either hook up with someone
they're
in the group,
we're
or they're
gonna be amazingly famous and money's just gonna start pouring down like, from the sky.
Yeah, it's like they're completely, completely retarded. Like that's not what happens. And, but anyway, I went through a whole period of, like, who's my real friend? I can't even imagine what it's like, you know, for people that grow up in that industry, like, given, you know, not to be like but Lindsay Lohan going on through all the shit she's going through.
Right.
Even though she's completely nuts. But, you know, like, just getting a glimpse of what I had hanging around certain people that I was with, it's like I didn't know who my true friends were because I didn't know who was using me for them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a problem you usually have if you're like famous and have a lot of money and you don't know if people are there for you or for whatever. So, yeah, I mean, that would be using you for sure, you know.
Right. Or even being like around those people like I'm friends of theirs or I'm, you know, working for them or I'm dating someone like that, then it's like, I mean, you don't know who's...
Right.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you know, too.
I stopped trusting my intuition when I first moved here and it was the biggest mistake I think I ever made because my, like, red flags, I'm a pretty intuitive person and people think that, like, oh, well, she's just not very nice because if I meet you and I don't care about who you are, if something doesn't strike me, I have no need to talk to you ever again. And I'm not mean about it. I'm just like, it was really nice to meet you. Yeah. Oh, do you want to keep in touch? Not really.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't have
there's
time
something
for you.
Weird there, you know? So I felt like, oh, people were thinking I was worried about what people thought again.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Again, going back to like the juvenile mentality of high school type of cliques. And so I was like, oh, maybe I'm just over like analyzing. It's me. I'm being paranoid. And then I realized like, no, it's not. Every time I would prove myself wrong. So right now it's like I'm at that stage of like I don't know who my friends are. Like I'm
really?
Very, very leery of, mm-hmm. of letting people in. And it's not of because I think I'm better than them. It's right. because, like, I'm coming here with a goal and I'm working very hard, like, maybe not as hard as other people think that I would should be working mm-hmm. or, you know, but that's, I'm where I'm at. I'm here we where I'm at. This is where I'm supposed to be. Right. Like, whatever, you know?
Right.
So it just gets really difficult because I'm like, yeah, no. I meet them and I'm like, they're really cool. Another hour later, I'm like, no. No, I really yeah. don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good.
Thank you, though. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah. Now, when you grew up with brothers, were you like a tomboy when you were younger?
You know, I tried to be, but my mother was so hell-bent on like the big, ruffly dresses.
Oh God,
I had hair down. Yeah, did you mm-hmm. have like the long hair, the yep. big bows that like were long? I look like yep. Minnie Mouse, like the Latin Minnie Mouse.
You're totally
with,
right.
like big yeah. hair yeah. and like a long dress, uh-huh. you know. And so every time, and plus like I wanted to go and like play rough with my brothers, and she was like, you can't mess up your legs, because I did a lot of, like I was in baby pageants and I did a lot of like child like modeling type stuff. Whoa. And then ballet, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know. So she was always weary because I'm such a klutz. Like I'm the most graceful ballerina, and then I almost dropped it on the way in here into
really?
The building on
oh
my face
God.
In front of the real estate office. Was like, you know, oh, wow. Whoa, you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha. I like bounced back up.
So funny, because like I think it's because I'm the same way, and I think it's because when we're on, like, because I was dancing forever too. My sister, she was on Team USA for figure skating,
yeah.
biggest clutch you ever met, and it's like. I think it's because when we're on and we're so focused when we're dancing,
oh, yeah.
we're on. Like we
there's
don't
no
miss
falling
one step.
Or tripping,
like,
or yeah.
Exactly. And we're doing twirls and all kinds of, you know, things. Mm. But when we're in normal life, we're just like, oh, blah, blah, blam, you know, like we just don't have that part switched on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's
it's like when there's other things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Wow. So now, so your mom was obviously trying to make you into a pageant girl and yeah. obviously a singer, an actress, whatever. Now with the singing, are you pursuing that as well now?
You know, I did when I was younger. I was actually in a group when I was like 17 called Divinity.
How cool.
Hey, Sasha. Sasha Thomas is a very good friend of mine, and uh-huh. she lives in Austin, but she actually lived here in LA. She was an actress. She was in Sister Act too. She's so cute.
Oh.
And they approached me at this store I was working in, and they were like, do you sing? Her and her friend Mari. And I was like, what? I'm checking you out. Like, yeah, I'm like yeah. literally like cash or charge. And
yeah.
they're like, do you sing? And I was like, yeah. Like, oh my God, you should come audition. We're going to be in the singing group. And I was like, okay. So we did one show.
Yeah, that's
and I hope that the video is burned of that VHS tape, because they did it on a VHS. I was like, what?
It's
what
so
age
funny.
Are we in? You're using a VHS. And they were like, it's better quality.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we opened up for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Whoa.
That's cool.
One day show, Phoenix, Arizona, and mm-hmm. we were called Divinity.
Wow, that's cool. So whatever happened to it, though?
It went south.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know, we all, you know, Sasha wanted to pursue singing. That's what she actually did.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a ton of different bands in Austin. And the other girl went her own direction. Her husband was a producer, and so... You know, and then I went back to Tucson, and then eventually came out to here to LA. But I've done a lot of voiceover work. I'm actually going to be recording my voiceover reel probably in like a couple weeks.
Nice. Yeah.
But I put that I would love to do, like, above anything, I'm like, besides dance, like, if I could get on a show on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anything out there? Wicked. Anything to do with Wicked.
I love
or,
Wicked.
Or yeah. like In the Heights, or I mean any.
Yeah.
You know, musicals are like...
So that's what you love, theater?
I love theater. I mm-hmm. didn't do a lot of theater, though. A lot of people are like, oh, what's right. your background? I'm like, I am totally not a theater person. Like, I have not read a ton of Shakespeare. I've done a lot more training in acting classes than I have done of the due diligence of what an actor should be doing. I'm not right. going to lie. But at the same time, I usually do things that interest me more. So I'll read poetry versus mm-hmm. an entire, you know, 12-hour yeah. Shakespeare read. because I love it. I appreciate yeah. Shakespeare, but... Yeah. For some reason, it's just not one of those things that
yeah.
that I ever clicked with. Theater, I loved. I did a couple of performances. Of course, my mom, they're very Christian, and so she put me in the couple of Christian. I was the Virgin Mary.
I was,
which is
too.
So funny. Are you serious? That's funny. Bridgetta and I being Virgin Marys, I think, is
just
hilarious on its own.
Yeah.
And then I had, yeah. So no, I'm not pursuing it as in, like, I don't want to be the next Nicki Minaj. But I love performing that way. I love performing. I do.
Sounds good. Well, you were born to do that. You know, I mean, some people, artists, they were born for that. You know, you can't put you in an office for 9 hours.
I know.
It doesn't work.
I go stir crazy. Yeah. I go like crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. That's where I just automatically annoy people. I'll annoy everyone just because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Right? Why not?
Right.
And then it's like, here's the thing. Like, I'm always faster than everyone else, whatever my work is. Yep. So, like, I'll get done on my work. And then I'm like, well, I just got to play around on Facebook.
Yep.
So it looks like I'm typing because I'm already done, but I can't let them know I'm done. They'll give me more.
Right.
And I don't want more because these assholes around me are still stuck on the same shit all day long. And it's like noon. Shit. Okay, I'll go to the bathroom a few times.
I know.
Just keep getting up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, now I need a drink of water. Oh, now I'm really hungry.
I'm like, I'm going to go make a phone call. It's a really quick phone call. I'm out there for like 45 minutes. I'm like, God, you know what I could be doing right now? I could be in acting class. I could be like working it out. I could be reading some monologues.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I got to go back in. I have to pay my bills. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. But whatever.
Yeah.
There's so many people here in LA. They're like, oh, I don't work. You're like, you're such a liar.
Yes,
you do. You totally work. I don't care what it is. You work at some capacity.
Yeah.
No,
well, I will say that I didn't work for the last
time. I didn't either. I didn't, but they're like, when you know they're working, you're like, I saw you. You were my like waitress at Aroma like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's like, oh no, I act full time. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah. No.
And I'm the first one to be like, didn't I see you at Aroma?
But you know, see what pisses me off is like, I will say this is where I was stupid. Like there was a point where I was making a lot of money in residuals and I didn't work. And then I'm like, damn it. If only I pretended that those were not residuals.
Yeah.
And I continued to work, I'd be a lot further along today.
Yes, you would.
You know what?
Such
I think
an idiot.
Though, it's like the financial situation for like actors or anyone in the industry.
They just don't tell you how to handle it all.
No. And even
when you have a lump sum, you're like, what do I do?
Yeah,
with all?
I'm going to just, you know,
now
I need
traveling.
To eat sushi and Whole Foods every day. I need to go to like $40 lunches by myself. Like
every day.
Yeah. So.
And then I used to like go to Coffee Bean like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
I need a green tea latte now. Like, why do I just spend $5 on that?
That's true,
I know.
Yeah.
You need like a money management.
They don't train you how to manage your money.
Let's start one for Shana.
They should, because I'm serious. Because when you all of a sudden come into like a lump sum and you're like, okay,
that's
travel
true,
here, going here, new, and then and that's the thing is they kept coming. And I'm like, this is awesome. And it kept coming.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm not working anymore. I don't need to. So stupid. Like, I was such a moron.
Yeah.
Well, I was young.
Everybody learned. Yeah. I mean, we all kind of go through that and we're like,
that's true.
Yeah. I've done. With that.
For those of you just joining us, we're speaking to Burgundy Phoenix, who is a very good friend of Brigitte's. And because I don't even think we mentioned that you guys are friends.
Oh.
People are probably like, who is she?
You know.
So she was telling me before the show, you guys have known each other for 3 years now?
Yeah, it's about 3 years.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you guys met?
Yeah, we met through Carlos.
Yeah,
my boyfriend. We met through him. And
he
was like, I need you to meet this girl. She's so cool. Oh, my God. She works so hard. She's such a cool girl. And then I met her, and I was like, oh, my God, I love this girl. She was like the one girl that we first met, and we totally clicked.
Totally.
Yeah.
And we've kept in touch, like, Facebook, text.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And we did a fashion show together.
Oh, my God, that was so fun. Really fun.
We starved ourselves.
But you didn't come. You didn't come to that. Did you? Oh, no, you didn't. Yeah, he was supposed to come.
That bikini thing?
Yeah, Paradise Bikini.
But that wasn't 3 years ago.
No,
you're just talking about that.
Oh, we do all kinds of like random things. I'm gonna come up with another one first.
Yeah, that's how I remembered her name, because I guess you posted some pictures with her and stuff. So
yeah.
You're like, who's that girl?
Yeah, who's that girl?
Let me tell you, that took
Burgundy,
a lot of courage.
Wow.
I was like, I am not putting on a swimsuit. And then Valerie and Roger were like, what, you? And I was like, okay. You guys are so sweet. And then I was like, what did I get myself into? So I started like dieting and like starving myself. Not recommended, people.
I did too. Yeah.
But I was like going and getting those wraps with the heated pads.
Oh my God, do you think those work?
It did work, but it burned the living crap out of my leg.
Really?
They put the heat too high. That was my fault. I was like, can you make it really hot? Because I really want to sweat. I was like, is this supposed to stay red? She's like, oh, your leg is burned. I'm like, what? So then I was
she
like, Russian? No, she was Asian, but I didn't want to disrespect. So I like did a non-accent.
That's funny.
She's the sweetest lady in the world, but she was like, your leg burned. Like, shoot. Great. And it was like right on my, like, you couldn't cover it up with a swimsuit. So I was like aloeing, and then I had to go the next day, and she's like, we're not going to put it there. Don't put it there. It's going to be like peeling and blistering.
At least we didn't fall, though. That's the thing.
Oh,
I
my
thought.
God, that runway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You're not only like really high above a crowd and then there's concrete and bar on the other side. We were in like heels that were like ridiculous inches high.
And it right. was slippery.
And it was slippery and it was narrow. Tile.
Oh,
tile.
My God. Yeah.
And it was narrow. Like yeah. you couldn't do a full turn. You were like, oh, okay.
Yeah. You're like, yeah.
It was the smallest little catwalk I've
I was
seen.
So paranoid. And that was like the first time I wore heels. Well, I only wore them for like that night because of my broken leg.
Mm. Oh,
so,
yeah.
That's that was interesting.
Yeah, I had never done like a cat. I mean, I did a catwalk when I was like 14 and I was like doing some modeling, whatever. Yeah. But that was the first time I've done a catwalk. And the girls were, a lot of yeah. them were models, like yeah. really good models. And they were really knowing how to work it. And so they were like, well, haven't you modeled? I'm like, I'm an actress. They were like, oh, come here. And they were like taking me in the back, like walking with me. They're like, yeah. you have a good walk. Just don't fall. And I was like, oh, great.
Shit.
Now I'm going to fall. It was so much fun, though. Those girls were crazy.
They
it was
were
fun.
So funny. And then we're in the back, like before we go on, and we're doing like, pliés and like butt lifts.
All of
everything.
Us are like, as if it's gonna like lift and tone 5 seconds yeah, before right. we go on. We were like, okay. One of the girls was doing like high kicks. It was
so
hilarious.
Funny.
I know.
It
it's
fun.
Like skipping a meal and then getting on the scale and hoping you'd lose
right.
something, you know?
Right.
Well, it does work happen. When you skip a meal.
Really?
We skipped too many meals. We were like, does anybody have any more water pills? I'm like, this is the most unhealthy conversation ever when we were in backstage.
So
one girl was like, water pills? And she was like, I haven't even eaten yet. And we were like, it's 10 o'clock at night. Are you going to pass out? And she's like, I just need some water, maybe vodka. No vodka. I don't want to fall. But we were all literally like eating greens
yeah.
and juicing and like...
Whoa.
It was just, yeah.
Whoa, man. It's tough fun. Being a woman. You know?
It's ridiculous being a woman.
It
let
is.
Me
really
tell
tough.
You. I mean, I'm glad because I feel like at least I can, you know, freshen up a little, put some yeah. makeup on if I'm not feeling too good.
Yeah.
Guys, I put some makeup on, it's a whole different level.
Whole another story.
You're like,
yeah.
what are you doing?
Yeah. That's West Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or rock star stuff.
Yeah.
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 Like Rocky Horror Picture Show stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love, but yeah.
I know. A traditional rocker is not going to put makeup on. It's, you know. It's,
ones that I know do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Eyeliner, at least.
Yeah, I love guyliner on some guys that can pull it off. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I like
wow.
it, too.
Yeah, like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
Who?
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Oh, I don't know who
musician,
that is.
Musician, actor.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
I mean,
pretty high.
Man.
Amazing.
Yeah, guyliner. He rocks
yeah, so
that guyliner.
Yeah, so he wears eyeliner.
You're like, okay, it's
wow.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, it's allowed. Totally
yeah.
allowed.
You could rock that. I think you
who,
could rock
me?
It.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, maybe lower lids only. Upper lids, I think you look super draggy, but I think you could rock the lower.
That would be really
nice. Yeah. It would.
But no, I'll be on that.
I just, no, yeah, he wouldn't do it.
No,
yeah.
It
yeah.
No. Yeah. Not for me. It's not my look, you know. If you know, you look at a rocker or something.
I don't
okay,
know. I mean,
fine,
the black
you know.
Shirt is that's good.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. People would look at me funny.
What
happened to your eyes?
It's what happened to your eyes?
You say I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like what happened to your eyes?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm enhancing mine.
I'm rocking guyliner. Do you rock guyliner? No, because
no.
you can't. See, that's what you
yeah,
need
that's
to
true.
You have to get smart and savvy with your replies, and they're
yeah.
gonna be like, I want to rock guyliner.
Yeah. What about the women that have it tattooed on their eyes? That's gotta be pretty painful.
That's just
huh?
weird.
I yeah. am deathly afraid of needles. Like at
really?
One point, actually, like I had my eyebrow pierced, my nose pierced, my tongue pierced. I
really?
Went,
hey.
Yeah. I was wow. like, I'm super like rocker, and then I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I liked them. I really
it's
liked them.
It's like you, you know what I mean?
It
you're
was.
Like, yeah.
I, that's the thing is like people see me and I, Brigitte's seen me enough to know I transform.
Yeah.
So like I go from this and then sometimes I want to be in the mood to like have like stick straight hair and wear like a black broom skirt and like goth lipstick. And they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm having a day. So it just depends on my mood. But
yeah.
I'm yeah. so scared of needles that like the idea of hearing a tattoo go on my eye, I'd be like, you're going to stab my eye. I would
yeah.
not. They wouldn't be able to hold me down.
Yeah.
It's like LASIK. I've seen that done, and I'm like, I can't even handle it.
Yeah.
It makes me queasy.
See, I don't mind the needles, but I just wouldn't want to put permanent makeup on myself. What's the point?
Yeah.
I don't
I mean,
get it.
Is it really that difficult, ladies, to swipe it across your eye?
That's true, huh?
It takes like 2.5 seconds for me in the car
yeah.
with the car moving to get a line.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And there's a thing is like, I'm so... like crazy where I change all the time. Like, yeah. If I went blue tomorrow,
right?
Now I got black tattooed in my eye. Like, that's
for
just
the
retarded.
Rest of your life, or however long it lasts.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the like eyelash extension thing because I'm so specific about mascaras and how long it takes me. I use a safety pin to separate my eyelashes.
Really?
Right now.
Oh, my God.
Right
That's
now.
That's why they look great.
Well, I feel like they're not as long as they know. It takes me at least 35 minutes to do mascara.
Wow.
Because I'm, like, working it and then separating. And then, like, working. So
you
I guess
so
that.
Funny.
Yeah, I mean,
I totally
so, but
do.
You feel, like, compelled to do it.
Oh,
huh?
I have to.
I'm wow.
I'm, like, a little
wow.
about my mascara. But everything else, I'm like, eh, so I have some lipstick on. Like, eh, whatever. But so I get the eyelash extensions because I had them once and I could just open my eyes and walk out the door and I was like, this is amazing. Now everybody was like, are those your real lashes? Because I got them like super like they're like hands.
So
and I was like, they're mine. They were like, really? I'm like, uh-huh.
See,
they are mine. Yeah. I paid for
you
them.
You paid for them.
Or I got them.
That's
so they are
true,
mine,
yeah.
technically.
See, I have super long, crazy lashes.
Your lashes are beautiful.
Yeah. And, like, but if I, and I think mascara's fun. Mm. But if I don't do it right, I look like a clown. So
I just like visualized you with like super like cracked out mascara.
It's not good.
I know that's
pretty.
Like such a turnoff when women have that.
It's not
you know?
So I never
it's
wear it.
It's gotta look good.
Yeah. Unless we're on stage like far away.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, all right, well I guess you know and they're doing my makeup for me and I'm like, yeah, dude, hold that please. Don't need to look like Bozo the Clown so much.
Yeah, you
have really pretty eyelashes though. I love natural women. I love that like people can be like I'm all about like natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Either that or you know. When you put on makeup, it's light and not too heavy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fun
women
wearing
that
it, though.
Put such heavy makeup, it's a turnoff,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you see like a 19-year-old girl with like, you know, half-inch base or something, you know?
Oh, no.
And you go, my God,
you can, like, cut through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was, I was telling you about the skincare campaign, Refa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I went there, the girl, my friend Star, hey Star, she is an amazing makeup artist. She is super talented and she's 19 years old. You would never. Okay. So we go to this photo shoot for this campaign that I did, and they're like, okay, well, we want to have like this type of makeup. And they were like all nervous. These three guys were like, oh, we don't just do that. Well, apparently, like the girl that they had before, they had to like airbrush her whole picture because the makeup was so unbelievably like caked on and thick and like that they couldn't.
Yeah.
There's no fixing it. So they had to like Photoshop her face and it didn't even look like a real person. So they didn't use her. And I actually, luckily I replaced her. So thank you for caking on your makeup, whoever you are. But at the same time, it was like, they were like, we can't have cakey makeup. We can't. So we felt like, oh my God, we were like rubbing it off to try and make sure it wasn't too much.
Yeah.
And they were fine. But like they were saying that they have so many females that come in and do auditions. And they're like, what is wrong? Less is more.
Yeah.
Less is more. Like, don't cake your stuff on your face, girl.
Yeah, they don't understand that, you know?
I think people should have, like, lessons in makeup. Like,
I
they
think
really
so.
Should. And it's not like going into Sephora and saying.
No.
Because they're all done up on purpose. They're trying to sell the different shades of makeup. So they're all done up and, like, crazy. You can go in and have them test some things on you, but don't be like, do your face like that.
Right.
They're not the example, or MAC. They're not the examples to like.
That's true, because they put on a lot of makeup, so it's obvious.
They do it because they're trying to sell it.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my good friends is a makeup artist, and she works for NARS.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I can say that. And she's phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. And she, whenever she's selling a product, she's so strong in her selling points because she tells the girls like, look, what do you do? Okay, you're an actress. Okay, so I mean, there's a different technique for different things, auditions versus photo shoots. Like, there's a whole different foundation you should use for this. You should, and it's only in like being involved in the industry and learning and like talking to other people and not being afraid to be like, I don't know what to use on my face.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? Like, what do you normally use? And I'm like, it's not working. It looks weird in pictures.
Yeah.
It's only through that and like be able to spend money because good things cost money.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Anything valuable worth it, it's not cheap.
Like, I'm sorry, I can't ever wear anything from a you know, Rite Aid.
No,
I just can't.
It just
can't
doesn't
do
work
it.
On my skin. My skin breaks out. It like doesn't work.
Really?
No, it all doesn't last. It doesn't look, the shades aren't correct. No. And I hate to say it, like I went through a rough time where I couldn't find anything that matched my skin tone at all. Or that wouldn't break me out. That was kind of natural. And so I used Armani.
Yeah.
I know Armani like sounds, oh my God, you're wearing Armani.
No, but you have to, yeah.
They last forever. It's like, yeah, okay, given. It's like $50-$60, but it's worth
it. It lasts, yeah.
Yeah.
And with expensive makeup, you don't need to use as much.
Right.
It's really small. Mm.
I think that's with everything. Like you, yeah. I realized coming here that like, wow, I really have to spend money on
yeah.
things and invest in things, yeah. but they last so much longer. I mean, just down to like clothes and
yeah.
like, and I'm like a super bargain shopper. Like I love finding really, I have expensive taste, but I don't like paying like
same way
tons of money for it.
So especially
I'm like,
when
oh,
you get
I will find it
free.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you can have like some, like we love Bearpaw. I
yes.
forgot we need to mention them.
Oh, you get Bearpaws
both
too.
They sponsor yeah. both mm-hmm. of us and several other people that
awesome.
Are, and they're just amazing.
Yeah.
And they are like the actual shoe that you're like, dude, I could wear this every day.
Oh my God.
I have
the
a
most
box in my
shoes.
Trunk right now. So when I get out of here, I'm like taking off
okay.
my heels.
First of all, like, okay. Have you tried the new slip-ons?
Yes. That's what
love
I have.
Love them.
That's what I have.
So
they're canvas.
Amazing. Yes. Oh my God.
They're so
best.
Cute. They're like a cute version
yeah.
of like
Tom's.
A boat shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tom's, but like the cuter version
mm-hmm.
and way
cuter.
More comfortable.
Way more comfortable.
Yeah.
Super easy to like slip on and off your foot.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah, they Bearpaw yeah. just came out with them, and they did. I think we're doing. We should do a. I think we're gonna do a photo shoot for it.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
That'd
hi, Randy.
Be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah. Yeah, we love them. They're good. So when we have like a good sponsor who's willing to give you like a good quality product, it's
yeah.
like, I don't go and get winter boots at the store unless they're Bearpaw, or I'm like,
I don't buy
hey,
shoes in general really no. anymore because I wear all their stuff usually.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I'm not really wearing, I'm still can't really wear heels. My ankle's still jacked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
yeah. I'm like, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And
yes.
now they have, I really want the, they have the cute wedges that are coming. I saw
oh,
them
oh, yes, the spring wedges.
Yeah.
Yes. I already told Randy because we went
those.
To the magic show in Vegas last
yeah,
year
yeah.
when they were displaying all of their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want one of those in every color. I will wear them every day. He's like, oh, we know. We know you'll wear them. Because literally, that's all I ever wear.
Yeah.
Putting on a heel is like really a difficult task for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I have to go to a carpet, I'm like, can I wear a boot? So I'm like, can you make
oh, I've
like,
done it.
A type of, oh, yeah. Yeah. You're you have like the perfect outfits for that, though. I was like, look at how cute she looks in her little boots. And I went one time and they cut off the shoes.
Oh, no.
I was like, I really needed you to do a whole picture
because
I really wanted to show. And it was
yeah.
like the cute little wedge, like, you know,
yeah.
long Eskimo type boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love Bearpaw.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Have you seen the commercial? Did you see Something's Just Come Easy?
No, I need to watch yours.
You should go on it.
Because
okay. it's like every woman can really empathize with the idea of like being, A, if you're a klutz. And B, like having a morning that just never starts off right and
mm-hmm.
continues to get bad. And then,
yes.
you know, you'll see it's a buildup, but it's called Something's Just Come Easy. You can look for it on YouTube or on the Bearpaw channel.
So that's a Bearpaw commercial?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
that I did.
Cool.
It was really fun.
Check it out.
It was a little bit interesting, but it was a fun day.
Yeah, so we awesome. Can just search YouTube for Bearpaws and
yeah,
find
if you
that?
Go to the Bearpaw channel or mm-hmm. if you look up Burgundy Phoenix on YouTube,
okay.
It'll pop up.
Okay.
I need to watch it. Like, I remember seeing and like, I'm going to watch this later because when I got it, it was like on my phone. My phone was frustrating
right.
me and I was like, and then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I have this new site, which I'm going to talk to you about later because
yeah.
I want you involved with it. But it's
okay.
called The Pitch Woman,
mm-hmm.
and it's because I was a pitch woman for so long, I figured,
yeah.
where could I go to have a place to, you know, kind of like do everything where we get things and write reviews on them or do a little, like, you know, mini blurb or a video
yeah.
on it. Yeah,
right.
And so I had to take a bunch of my videos down for this weird reason, and I uploaded them all over again on my site. Well, of course, it sucks because I had thousands and thousands of views and everything. Had to take them down for this reason.
And start over.
Put them all back on my site.
Yeah.
So they're all on my site, but I'm starting over at like zero views, which
yeah.
really sucks because they're all linked into my Pitch Woman site, which
yeah.
I want people to watch. And one of them was like a Bearpaw video that I did called Bearpaw Addict, which is hilarious. It's really funny.
I think I did see that. It's
yeah.
from a couple. Is it from like a year ago?
It's from like a year ago. So I reposted it on my page, and I reposted a bunch of things. Like, I'm gonna start doing them. Oh shit. Like almost every day, so like different ones,
awesome.
So that I can get views on each one. But I definitely want you involved because
okay.
what it is like it's a review. review site so people can send me a product and I can write a written review. If it's up to $400 value, then I'll do a video. If they want another celebrity in it with me, then they have to each give us the product. And if it's less than $400, they have to pay the difference.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, I think it's fun. I mean, there are certain people that like you don't realize like how much marketing you have to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're good at marketing yourself, it doesn't matter. Like a lot of people are like, oh, well, what have you even done? Because how are you sponsored by Bearpaw? I'm like, I have a personality. Like I have a look that they like. Like I am talented in my own right. Not because I'm saying I'm more talented than you, but I'm saying I'm talented. And why am I explaining this to you?
Yeah.
But watch my new commercial, though. Thanks. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, who? Wait, what? So, yeah, it's all about marketing, but I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, I want you to do some
that
of the videos.
Fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I know. Well, anyway, she's got something that she's trying to plug, and I want to make sure that gets out there, too.
Yeah, so we might as well. We're almost out of time. Go ahead. I didn't realize that. We should have been talking about it. Go on.
So there was a film that was directed and written by Dan Frank from Upward Rising Development. Hi, Dan. And it's called Speed Dragon. And we shot it about this time last year. And we found out about a month ago that it got into the Cannes Film Festival.
Yay!
Wow.
So
and you were in it?
Yes. So I played a character. I was Byling was also in the film. And Carlos was in the film. Mm-hmm. And Marky Midnight and DJ Parker. It was his first film. But it was a lot of fun. DJ Garth. Oh, my God. It was a great... It was probably the most fun I've ever had on set.
Wow.
And so Byling played a character named Jackie, and I played her rival named Betty. And so it was a very fun, interesting set. But it's basically about Speed Dragon is a rock band, and it's about the rise and fall, excuse me, of like, you know, fame and drugs and when that all gets introduced to somebody who is totally naive and innocent at the beginning and what that can do to a person.
Yeah.
So it's a
Sounds good. Yeah. So is it going to be in theaters after?
It will, supposedly. We find out when we come back from camp, but I think it's a 10-city release, and he has distribution already locked, or he's looking for it, I think.
And you get to go to camp.
Yes.
Wow,
so that's cool. What I'm actually plugging is that I have a campaign because we found out so soon. And we were just talking about finances and how you're like, oh, my God, where did everything go?
Yeah, it's so expensive to go. Plane tickets, you know, like everything.
Everything.
So,
the room, the festival, just the badges to get in, as, you know, so you can participate as at least 500. So I put a campaign up, and I'm looking to hopefully get about 6,500 or close to the goal. So far, I've raised 800. I'm really happy about that.
Nice. Yeah. You're on your way.
So, and it's,
I tried to donate, but the stupid thing went, now I can, though.
You can?
I fixed it.
Okay, so tell quickly how
people can do this. So basically, it's youcaring.com, but if you go to my website, it's www.burgundyphoenix.com, and Burgundy is B-U-R-G-A-N-D-I, and then Phoenix, P-H-O-E-N-I-X.com.
Okay.
You'll see a link for it right there that says, like, donate. And it's the You Caring site. They can read a little blurb about, like, my past history and where I'm from and see my, you know, my IMDb page and click on my like page from my Facebook page.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll promote it also. We'll put a link on our site.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And
thank you.
And on Facebook and everything.
So,
Burgundy, thank you so much for joining us. There's so much to talk about. We hope you join us again.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to. Yeah. This is so much fun. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Brigetta, thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.